Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty was the liaison officer between the U.S. military and the CIA between 1955 and 1963. The following is from L. Fletcher Prouty's book, The Secret Team, The CIA and Its Allies, In Control of the United States and the World, 1973. The secret team is the functional element of the dominant power. It is the point of the spear and is neither military nor police. It is covert. It gets the job done, whether it has political authorization or direction or not. In this capacity, it acts independently. It is lawless. It operates everywhere with the best of all supporting facilities from special weaponry and advanced communications, with the assurance that its members will never be prosecuted. It is subservient to the power elite and protected by them. The power elite or high cabal need not be royalty these days. They are their equals or better. Note with care, it is labeled a team. This is because, as with any highly professional team, it has its managers, its front office, and its owners. These are the power elite, to whom it is beholden. They are always anonymous, and their network is ancient and worldwide. The CIA's most important cover story, or lie, is that of an intelligence agency. Of course, the CIA does make use of intelligence and its assumed role of intelligence gathering, but that is largely a front for its primary interest, quote, fun and games, end quote, as the, quote, old boys, unquote, or Jaybirds of the World War II period Office of Strategic Services, OSS, call it. The CIA is the center of a vast and amorphous mechanism that specializes in covert operations, or as Alan Dulles always called it, peacetime operations. In this sense, the CIA is the willing tool of a higher-level high cabal. It must be made clear that the heart of covert operations is the denial by the operator, i.e., the U.S. government, of the existence of national sovereignty of any nation. The covert operator can and does make the world his playground, including the USA. The most remarkable development in the management of America's relations with other countries since the end of World War II has been the assumption of more and more control over military, financial, and diplomatic operations at home and abroad by men whose activities are secret, whose budget is secret, whose very identities, as often as not, are secret. In short, by a secret team whose actions only those in them are in a position to monitor and to understand. The power of the team derives from its vast intra-governmental undercover infrastructure and its direct relationship with great private industries, mutual funds and investment houses, universities, and the news media, including foreign and domestic publishing houses. The secret team has very close affiliations with elements of power in more than 60 foreign countries and is able, when it chooses, to topple governments, to create governments, and to influence governments almost anywhere in the world. The secret team does not like criticism, investigation, or history, and is always prone to see the world as divided into two camps, them and us. When a total communication system such as that available to the secret team exists all over the world and is concealed by secrecy, it is not difficult to yield to the urge to play God and make everything come out as desired.